With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Haggai. Haggai is one of the minor prophets, but the words that God spoke to him are words that we can't forget. And in this first chapter, beginning with the fifth verse, he says here, as he was speaking with the Lord, and the Lord told him to tell these things to the people. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your ways. Search your heart. What are you doing that you shouldn't be? God doesn't say these things unless there's something going on. Consider your ways. At the beginning of a new year, people make New Year's resolutions. They say, well, I'm going to lose some weight this year. I'm going to save some more money. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That's not what God's talking about. When he says, consider your ways, search your heart, and understand, what are we doing that God doesn't want us to do? When we consider our ways, we have to think, maybe I should be praying more. Maybe I should be putting God first instead of thinking about making more money or doing this or doing that. Consider your ways. The sixth verse says, ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes. Is that where our life is heading? Are we filling our bag, our souls, with things that don't mean anything? Let us consider our ways. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Search your hearts. What are you doing? Hear the voice of the Lord and obey it. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. The earth is stayed from her fruit. God has given us the fruits of the Spirit. Do we use them the way we are supposed to? Or do we put them in that bag with holes and they fall right through and we lose them? Our souls are nothing to play with. Our lives are nothing to play with. God sent his Son to die for you and me. What does he deserve from us? More than ever we could repay. More than we could do. But at least, let us try. Don't put him on the back burner, dear ones. Put him up in front where he belongs. Put him before everything else. When you wake in the morning, first thing you should do is get down on your knees and thank him for the day. And ask him if there's anything that you can do. These are the things God wants from us. He has everything else. All he wants is you. The song tells it. No one else will do. Do you think Jesus Christ wanted to go to Calvary? I don't think so. Because when he was in the garden, what did he say to his God? If this cup can pass from me. He didn't want to go there. He knew what was going to happen. Those nails driven into his hands. The crown of thorns that they put on his head. And they didn't just put it up there. They pulled it down so those thorns dug into him. And more than that, the betrayal of some that were very close to him. And then to take on the sins of this world, that had to be such a drastic thing. So what are we willing to give back to God? Consider your ways. Look to him. Reach out and touch him. He wants to touch you. In Malachi, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse, you don't have to turn to it, just one verse. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Why do you think God is tarrying? Why do you think he's waiting? He could come any time. But why does he wait? Because he wants none to perish. He loves each and every one of us so much that he doesn't want anyone to perish. He's telling us that that day of judgment is coming, and we all have to stand before him. When you stand before the king, you can't say, well, this guy said this and that guy said that, and that's why I'm in the condition I am. No. No, you can't say anything. Adam couldn't say anything either, although he did. He blamed Eve, this person you gave me. I'll blame her. Or I'll blame the devil. He put the thoughts in my mind. No. God gave you a mission. Don't touch that tree. Don't eat the fruit of that tree. You got the whole garden. What's one tree on the side here? He just wanted to see if you were going to obey. There was nothing different. Obedience. Obedience. Better than sacrifice. We hear of people that would drag their tongue down the whole aisle. Walk on nails, do everything. This is not what God wants from us, dear ones. He wants this. He wants our hearts. He wants our souls dedicated to Him. Because judgment is certain. Final judgment. Are we ready? Are we ready? Consider your ways. Consider your ways and know that He's looking out for you. He's looking out for me. He doesn't care. You can't take those riches. You don't see the Brinks truck following the funeral. Uh-uh. It's not going with you. Consider your ways and know that He is God and we are His. And He loves us and He cares for us. And He's here for you and me. That's all He wants. Our hearts. You know, we watch TV. We use the computers. And the stuff they have on these TVs today and on these computers is disgusting. You'll be doing something on your computer and all of a sudden this thing pops up and it tells you to go here and there. Well, don't do it, dear ones. Don't do it. It's the devil. It's the devil. He tries to lead you into these places to take your mind off the things of God. I just reach above my computer and I pull down the Bible. Take those thoughts out of your mind, out of your heart, because they don't belong there. He belongs there. So that's all He wants. Just think about it, dear ones. Just think about it. Consider your ways, because God is our final judgment. He loves you, He cares for you, and He's waiting to hear from you, whatever way you can. Put your thoughts to Him. The name of the Lord be praised.